If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Looking over at, let's see, there are a few other division races I wanted to highlight. The American League Central. What is happening in Detroit? They have lost six in a row here. They've picked the worst time to go cold. They have lost the tiebreaker to the Cleveland Guardians. They are on the brink of losing place, you know, losing first place in the AL Central. Just the worst time of the year to go cold here. And when you're trying to close in on a playoff spot. And, you know, this is where playoff spots are won and lost, obviously. That would be massive for them. Mariners, like I guess, you know, said closing on the AL West. And then the Yankees and Blue Jays in the AL East. Phillies clinched the NL East before any other team clinched their division. Brewers on the brink of the NL Central here. And the Cubs are going to make the playoffs also. It's just, that's not a really close division. Padres-Dodgers is not a nothing. You know, it's not a nothing in terms of the NL West. I mean, I think the Dodgers will hold on there, but that could be, and that's something that's really massive for the Phils. If the Padres, Phillies won the season series with them. I don't think they super, super scare me, but they're obviously a dangerous team. They're a tough draw for the Phillies to get in the division series as a two seed. They're a team that everyone thought would break baseball this year. And here they are going to be the three seed. If the Padres can somehow catch up to them, and just looking ahead to their schedules this weekend, the Dodgers about to kick off a series in Arizona tonight. And then they're headed to Seattle, who will be playing for, I guess, seeding this weekend. And then you look at what the Padres got going on this weekend. They are playing the Brewers this week. They won last night over them. They got two more games, home versus Milwaukee. And then they're playing this weekend, home against the Diamondbacks, will be playing for their playoff lives. Which takes me to what's going on in these wild card chases. Giants and Cardinals are about to be eliminated, if they haven't already actually been, from playoff contention. Marlins, I assume by the end of this Philly series, will be eliminated from playoff contention. You go to the American League side, and it's only going to be Houston and Detroit basically fighting for that, and potentially Cleveland fighting for that final American League wildcard spot. I think the Red Sox are they can't take their foot completely off the gas, but they're going to be in that five seed relatively comfortably, I do believe. So here we are. You know, it is the most exciting time of year, scoreboard watching all the time, staying up late to watch these games. Thursday will be a fun day of baseball as well. Again, if the Phillies can get that game in against the Marlins. But I know, you know, the Reds have a game early. The Astros have a game early. Dodgers Diamondbacks play early. Tigers Guardians play up against the Phillies. Cubs Mets. I mean, the Mets, as a Phillies fan, you would just hate to see the Mets. You just hate to see the Mets drop out of playoff spot here. They currently hold the last spot in the NL wild card. Diamondbacks and Reds currently like sitting one game out each tied. I should say the Reds currently have it by virtue of the tiebreaker. They're in the final wild card spot. Diamondbacks and Reds both in the hunt here. This is maybe my favorite tiebreaker scenario, and I'm a nerd for tiebreakers, the aficionado, if you will. This is my favorite scenario in all of baseball right now. So see if you can bear with me on this. The Mets win no tiebreakers. For a team that has been in a playoff spot since like mid-April, early to mid-April, it would be legitimately impressive if they were to miss the postseason. Where the Mets stand right now is they can't get into a tie with anyone. They have to finish with, you know, with a one more win than each of those teams after playing 162. The Diamondbacks and the Reds, they are in a scenario where if either one of them, if the Reds and Mets tie, two-way tiebreaker, Reds and Mets tie, Reds have the tiebreaker head-to-head. Diamondbacks and Mets tie, Diamondbacks have the tiebreaker on head-to-head. If the Reds and Diamondbacks tie, only two-way tie, the Reds win based on head-to-head. But here's where it gets really interesting. Let's say there's a three-way tie, Reds, Diamondbacks, and Mets. Then you're in a spot where it's the Diamondbacks would get in and not the Reds get in. Even though the Reds would win the tiebreaker over the Diamondbacks in a two-way tie, the Diamondbacks would win over them in a three-way tie, and here's why. Here's the kicker, if you're a fan of the Cincinnati Reds. The tiebreaker for head-to-head two-way ties is head-to-head record, right? It's who won more games in your season series of the six games you played. If it goes another, and the Reds won, I think, both those season series 4-2 over the Mets and the Diamondbacks. If you get into a three-way tie, you don't do head-to-head, which is, by the way, what I think it should be, but you go straight to intra-division record, which means that you would look at the Mets NL East record versus the Diamondbacks NL West record versus the Reds NL Central record. And the Diamondbacks have the best record in their respective division over the other two. So the Diamondbacks might be in a situation where they need a three-way tie and not a two-way tie. Like, imagine if all the games start at the same time on Sunday. Imagine a scenario where the Diamondbacks and Reds, like, all three teams enter tied on the same day. Diamondbacks and Reds both win, and the Diamondbacks specifically need the Mets to win so that the tiebreaker procedure is different. It is just, it's chaos. I love it. I love this time of year. It's fun to watch when the Phillies are comfortably in their playoff position and you got other teams who obviously are not. I think it is a really, really good spot to be in if you're the Phils, given that here we are in the month of September. The second half of September really has been pretty stress-free. They are still closing in to try and clinch the bye, which I do believe they will get. But again, here we are late September watching other teams battle it out, duke it out, kind of similar to what we watched with the Eagles in some recent years as well. And they're in a great, great situation to try and set up their pitching staff for the wild card. I do hope they play this week hard, and I hope that they play real baseball next week too, like inter-squad scrimmages, so to speak. But I think the Phillies are in a really, really good spot to kind of back their way in. They've set up so Sanchez will go tonight and then Sunday, the final day of the season, and that way he'll be all set to go game one of the division series. Some personal interest here. I always try and predict on Twitter with the final record, what the record will be at the end of the season. I said they would go 94-68. So two things at play here. Number one is they got to go 2-4 the rest of the way, which, you know, I can't have them win too many. They're playing the Marlins and Twins who don't exactly have a ton to play for. But also, what's the ruling? And I'll take people's tweets on this, comments in the, you know, on this podcast. what is the ruling, let's say, if the Phillies don't get one, you know, the Thursday game against the Marlins, and if they only play 161 games, which, by the way, has not happened for the Phillies since 2002. They've played a full 162 slate every year since 2003, with the exception being 2020, because every team in baseball played 60. But every other year, they've played 162, and they've played a full schedule every year since 2003. If they only play 161 and they land on 93 wins, and I need one more win to get to 94, or if they land on 94 wins and 161, and I needed them to lose one more game so my record prediction was exact, I might need a ruling there. So I'm hoping they play 162 to try and eliminate all doubt in that respect. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. As always, check back here for the latest Phillies news and information podcast for myself, Francisco Rojas, Justin Morgenstein. Hope the Phillies end with exactly 94 wins. I don't think they're going to chase the Brewers down for the one seed, but hope that, you know, they can maybe somehow find a way to do that. If not, I'm really comfortable with the two seed. Really, again, the thing to keep an eye on is maybe the Padres can catch the Dodgers and they find themselves in a series with the Padres. They wouldn't see the Dodgers until the NLCS. That would be huge for the Phillies' path to the Fall Classic. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get into on today's show. First and foremost, Phillies obviously coming off. It was a 3-3 road trip. I think it was relatively predictable that we were going to get in a situation that, you know, they weren't going to play super hard in Arizona. Listen, it's not official, but as things stand right now, Phillies, I think, are pretty clearly going to be the number two seed in the National League. I don't think they're going to have home field in an NLCS situation over the Brewers. And I do think they'll probably have home field over any team in the American League, which I think is big, so that if they get in a World Series situation, you're hosting games 1, 2, 6, and 7, which is something in my lifetime that has never, or I don't even know when the last time the Phillies hosted the World Series, because they didn't in 22. They had games 3, 4, and 5 in Houston. In 2009, games 3, 4, and 5 in Houston. Games 3, 4, and 5 in Philly. Games 1, 2, and 6 in Houston. 2009, games 1, 2, and 6 at Yankee Stadium. 2008, games 1 and 2 were in Tampa. 6 and 7 would have been in Tampa. They obviously clinched in 5 at CBP. Back in 93, game 6 of the World Series, they obviously got walked off and that had to have been in Toronto. So, and then I guess in the 1980 World Series or 83 World Series would have been the last time this team has hosted the World Series. So I think that's massive. I don't think that should be lost in like what they're playing for this week necessarily. I know no one's really going super hard counting those magic numbers down, but you know, they play 162 for a reason. Not saying you should like go all out and pitch, your high leverage guys super hard this coming week just to ensure that. But you can play. It's not like a football situation. Like, one other thing we're going to get into here is, so Schwarber's currently sitting on 53 home runs. He's got to get to 50. He's going to get 5 more to tie, 6 more to take the lead over Ryan Howard's single season home run record back in 2006. Franchise single season home run record back in 2006. He's got 6 games to do it. I don't doubt anything with Kyle Schwarber. I mean, he could easily come back tonight, hit one, hit, you know, 2 in a game either on Wednesday or Thursday, or hit, like, he could easily rack up 3 or 4 in this series and put himself in prime position to pass this record. And that is given that with the first 2 weeks of September, like, you think about when this team really went on a heater, you know, that Mets and Royals series, he didn't like homer at all in that stretch. Like, the first couple weeks of September, he was not homering at all, and he still is on the brink of potentially passing Ryan Howard's record. I think that's going to be the only thing the Phillies have to play for, most likely this weekend. All eyes will likely be on if he enters Sunday with a chance at 58, I think the move is you go Eagles on the main screen and then Phillies on the laptop or the secondary screen, and you just basically stream his at-bats and you see if maybe he can get to that 59th home run. Would be really cool. Listen, I'm a Ryan Howard guy. I love Ryan Howard, but watching Schwarber do it in 2025 would be special. It would be really damn cool, really freaking cool to see a season like that. And we're watching one of the best free agent years in the history of the sport, in the history of Philadelphia sports, probably in the history of Philadelphia sports. That's just how dominant and great he has been for this baseball team all season long. The one thing that might screw him, and I'm keeping an eye on this, get some rain in the forecast on Wednesday, get some, I think, even heavier rain in the forecast on Thursday. If the Phillies, listen, they try their hardest to play 162. If the Phillies do not, are unable to, if they're unable to get in one of these games, say on Thursday, even more likely, because if they get rained out Wednesday, they probably play a double header with the Marlins on Thursday, get the gate revenue. If they're unable to play on Thursday, and assuming there is literally nothing to play for, seeding's out the window, you know, they can't even, nothing with American League home field is out the window. They're just like locked into the two seed, which I do anticipate will be the case. Then they're not going to have the Marlins, who are, Marlins are headed home to play the Mets this week, and they're not going to have them fly back to CBP to play one more game on Monday just so they can see if Schwarber can get the record. So one more thing he's got going against him here is he might be, just due to Mother Nature, he might have to do this in 161, which would suck, would be unfortunate for him. It could be one of the greatest what-ifs in Philadelphia sports history. But that could be where things stand. Like, that really just could be how this thing goes down, unfortunately, given the circumstances with the weather this week. Fortunately, this is not, you know, you root for other baseball drama. I've been doing a lot of scoreboard watching elsewhere throughout this, you know, throughout the course of this week. And it feels like a situation where there's some other interesting races. Like, the American League East is going to be an interesting race. I believe the Blue Jays have the tiebreaker there over the Yankees. That is also, that's big because that's the top spot in the American League, as opposed to playing a three-game wild card series, likely against the Red Sox. So that is massive, just for, you know, looking at other races. The Mariners are closing in on their first American League West title since 2001, when they won 116 games and then lost in the division series. It has been quite, and Dan Wilson at the helm, obviously. Big for my, you know, Buzz is my on-air / nickname. Dan Wilson is my, you know, real, Daniel Wilson is my legal name, as it is Mariners manager Dan Wilson, his legal name also Daniel Wilson. And big for the namesake that he, in his first full season as Mariners manager, is leading that team, again, closing in on their first title, American League West title, since 2001. Big for Seattle. You just think about the divisions they've had out there. You know, the Astros ran that division for years. The Rangers have been good a lot of the time. Angels haven't been good. And I'm blanking on the other team in that. The Athletics, not necessarily. Early 2000s, yeah, but not necessarily of late. So it's really been just the two teams in Texas. The Astros, since they went over the AL in 2013, and the Rangers this entire time, running that division for years. And the Mariners look like they're finally going to get back in.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.